One of the challenges when you read from the book of Gospels is that you get to see last year's gospel for this Sunday. And last year's gospel, because we're at the 30th Sunday in ordinary time, last year's gospel was about the blind man who was calling and asking Jesus to come. And so Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Master, I want to see." What did the tax collector want from God? Mercy. "Be merciful to me, I am a sinner." What did the Pharisee want? A gold star? An A for the day? He was sort of being a little arrogant in terms of, "Lord, I am so glad that I'm not like the rest of the humanity that you've created. I'm so far above them. They're greedy and dishonest and adulterous, even as tax collector." I wonder sometimes if we sort of get into our arrogance and say to God, "Thank you for making me different than everybody else. Thank you for making me more holy or more committed or more merciful or more engaged or more fill in the blank." Because I think that can happen to us sometimes. When things are going well, we, like the Jewish people, think that when things are going well, it means that God loves us and that he's doing good things for us. And if things are going badly, somehow we've angered God, and so he's not doing what we want him to do. I don't think that's how it works, Martha. I just don't. My belief in my heart of hearts is that God loves us unrelentingly, no matter who we are, what we do. And that the challenge for us is to understand that and to move into our own hearts and stand like the tax collector or the blind man saying, "Jesus, be merciful to me. I am a sinner. I am one in need. I am one who loves you and wants you to know how much that is." It's very easy in this world sometimes, I think, to sort of move into a space where we're pretty self-satisfied with ourselves. It can happen without us even knowing it. So I think it's important that we have gospels like this that talk about this man went home justified because he stood from afar. He didn't put himself in a place of honor, and he asked God simply to be merciful. We all seek God's mercy. He does hear the cry of the poor. He hears the cry of the sad. He hears the cry of the broken. Oh, wait a minute, who's not broken? All of us are broken. He hears each cry of ours, each single cry. When we seek his love, when we seek his guidance, when we seek his support, when we seek his presence, he is there always. And it's interesting because I think the Pharisee was putting himself sort of in God's place in terms of, well, of course, I'm in good shape. I'm justified because I do all of these things. I don't think it's what you do. I think it's who you are. It's more important to God. I think he calls us to be kind. I think he calls us to be merciful. I think he calls us to be loving. And those are the important things that we are challenged to do every day of our lives. I was privileged to spend the weekend on retreat with some of our college students, and it was a wonderful experience. And I think it's important to talk about what happens when you come home from retreat. If you've ever been on a retreat, reality slaps you in the face when you come home, either the next day or the day you come home, and it's like, oh yeah, this isn't like retreat. This is the real world, and you know, it's not necessarily easy to get along in. There is joy in retreats. There is power and God's love and the support of a community in a retreat. And I would offer to you that that same support, that same love, that same presence exists in this community here. Because when we come together to celebrate the sacred mysteries that make us who we are, and that trips off my tongue because I truly believe that these mysteries do make us who we are, then we can be supported by the community. We can be lifted up in our sadness. We can be lifted up in our stress. We can be cared for and loved just by being here. So as we go through the week and we're coming to the end of at ordinary time, pretty soon we're going to be talking about other things. But I would invite you to spend some time thinking about the Pharisee and the tax collector and understand that God listens to both of them. And God is present to both of them. And I think that the justification came when the tax collector understood that God indeed heard what he was saying and granted him the mercy that he was seeking.